Hello, GWA. This is Tarkus Trooper here, or at least the calmer side of Tarkus Trooper you have not seen in a long, long, long ass time. Don't get me wrong, I'm still caffeinated a little bit. I'm just sort of in the mood to talk really quiet because reasons. Reasons! Reasons why we're here! Okay, why did that trigger me into going into singing that song? Anyway, yes, I've been in a sort of a recording funk lately. I just haven't been very motivated into recording anything sex related or anything sexy or I don't know, anything really. So I just decided to bring myself out and do the latest kinky sexy GWA questionnaire that is by GM_Delphi. And why not dive into it right now? Okay. So, number one, what would you like to be called? Oh, I like to be called a lot of things. One is Tark. The other is my first name. Melissa, what's the third thing? Oh yeah, two of my favorite names I like to be called when I'm in a domming mood, because let's face it, I'm usually in a domming mood, either mistress or my favorite, daddy. Ugh, I love being called daddy, like you don't even know. I love being called daddy. Kind of helps that I have the voice for it, kind of. I don't know. Alright, number two. What is your most impressive or go-to party trick? Now, I used to really do a pretty good imitation of a baby crying. I could try and do it really quietly, but I could try and do it. Hold on, just a second. I could do an imitation of a baby crying, and it goes like this. Okay. I'm not good at it as I used to be. I used to be really good at it back when I was around high school, but now I think the less that I did it, the more the kind of, the more I suck at it. So I have to practice that. Number three, what is the first musical artist you remember hearing or favorite childhood artist bands? Okay, now the first musical artist I remember listening to, my dad has told me that when I was a little baby, I used to cry so loud, and then until my dad would put on this Blood, Sweat, and Tears album, that would get me to be quiet instantly. And now, I love Blood, Sweat, and Tears. My favorite is, my favorite one of those songs that they did was, what was it? Go Down Gamblin'. And, I Love You More Than You'll Ever Know. I love those songs. I mean, Blood, Sweat, and Tears has got a lot of great songs, and they got a really good horn section, too. Now, see, this is one of my favorite bands that have really good horn sections, like, you know, Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know. Yeah, I appreciate a good horn section. Now, my favorite childhood artist bands, oh gosh, I used to really go gaga over the Spice Girls, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, let's see. Stone Temple Pilots, I love them. I still love them. I was especially gaga over Kiss. I used to really, really, really love Kiss. Like, I was three, and I would imagine all the band members being my imaginary friends. That's so sad. Anyway. Okay, yeah. So, I was really gaga over Kiss when I was little. Now, not so much. I could definitely handle a little bit of God of Thunder. That's about it. Number four, what did you want to be when you grow up? I wanted to be a musician, like a famous musician, but I guess the older I got, the more I'm just like, I'm just gonna just have being a musician as a hobby, not so much as a profession. So it's just, I usually just do music as a hobby. I don't really just make a big deal out of it. That's just something I love to do in my free time. It's just play my piano and and sing every song. I mean, the magic of learning these things, you know, by ear. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. What am I talking about? Yeah, don't do questionnaires when you're trying to keep yourself awake. Oh, in fact, I do have some Mountain Dew here. Yes. Now, let's repeat that question. What did you want to be when you grew up? Yeah, I wanted to be a musician. But I think the older I got, it's just like, yeah, I'd rather just be a musician in my free time, not make it my whole life. I mean, music is already my whole life, really. But it's going to be just, it's not what it's cracked up to be. That's what I've found out about it. It's just, I'd rather just be doing music in my free time, really. Because I think the fun part about it is just learning each new song by ear. That's the fun part about it. And, yeah. Five. Do you have a celebrity doppelganger? No, I don't think so. No, not really. No. Favorite smell? Ooh, anything. Oh, apple cinnamon. Especially if it's apple cinnamon oatmeal. I love that. That shit just brings me back to my childhood, you know? I love anything cinnamony. Especially apple cinnamon. That makes me want some apple cinnamon oatmeal now. Damn it. Okay. Number 7. How did you find GWA? I found it through Tumblr, I think. Ooh, it's been a long time ago since I found out what GWA was. It was back in, it was back in, it was back in around the, late 2012, I think. It's been a long time ago. It's been like 5 or 6 years since I stumbled across GWA. Oof, it's been a long time. Back when I just turned 19, really. Yeah, and I found it on Tumblr, and everybody was talking about it. Oh, you know, you could, if you don't want to wait for your audio to be posted on Literotica, you could go ahead and post your audio in GWA right this instant. And I was just like, ooh, you have me sold. So I did, and that's how, you know, I got to loving GWA, just listening to other people's audios, and just thinking, oh my god, what kind of place is this? I love it! And just, I kind of have to thank GWA for indulging my very, very dominess, and pretty much have to thank them for making me realize that, yeah, I am a dom. Such you wanted that, but, you know, a dom through and through. Yeah. Number 8. What is your favorite kind of audio? Ooh, M-sub. How many times am I going to say that? M-sub. I can say it all the way through this audio. M-sub. Male submissive audios are my freaking jam. Whimpers, moans, begging. Yes. You have me sold. You have me sold there. That and male for male audios too, because, you know, I like to, I sometimes kind of just have moments where kind of feel a little bit malish tonight, so why not a male for male audio? So I listen to that and think, oh my god, I wish I had a dick. Why am I not given a dick? Oh, wait, I do have a strap on, but that doesn't count. Anyway, yeah. number 8. Has GWA taught you anything about yourself? Yes, that I am capable of, you know, just being a dom. But then too lately, it has shown me that you can't be dommy all the time. Especially with certain people. Because you hear their voices, you're just like, oh, yes, fuck me. Rather than, I'm gonna fuck you right now, harder, yeah. But it's just certain voices like that, I'm like, oh yes, take me. Please, that just reduced me into a begging, whimpering puddle. And, it made me realize that I'm very, very switchy. As of late. Going into this, I was pretty dommy, but then lately, when it comes to these new voices and the other voices that I've heard, I'm just in the audios I haven't even listened to before, I'm just like, wow, never even discovered that part of myself before, because, yeah, I'm starting to consider myself a mainly dominant switch, but I can be submissive if need be. That and the unexpected kink. Oh, this is gonna be fun. That I like being called daddy. Now, this stems back to my love for male-for-male audios, and it's just like, oh my god, what? There was this one audio that way back where this guy was doing a male-for-male audio, and he ended up calling the listener daddy. And I was just like, what did you just say? And I had to rewind it back, and he said, will you please put it in my mouth, daddy? And I'm just like, oh, if I had a dick, yeah, I would. And that's how it just got to where I'm just thinking, oh god, I wish I was a male. I wish that I had a dick. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Oh, no, I'm... Hold on. See, this is what you get when you mix a sleepy tart with a questionnaire like this. You get really silly stuff happening. Okay, yeah. But a lot of male-for-male audios has got me just loving being called daddy. And then some people are just like, isn't that the other way around? And I'm like, no. Because I love being called daddy too much to even care. Okay, number 10. What sorts of qualities draw you to your favorite performers? I love how they're not afraid to go out there. They're not afraid to get loud. They're not afraid to get silly. They're not afraid to, you know, go too far with their kinks. But, you know, it's just... I like when certain performers, they mix it up a little bit. They switch it up by just trying out each kink they can try. I mean, as to them, it's the sky's the limit. And I love that. I really do love when a performer is just, their mentality is the sky's the limit. There is no limit at all to which kinks they're comfortable with. So they just kind of do it all, really. And, yeah, that's just, they're not afraid to get silly, they're not afraid to get wild, they're not afraid to get loud or kind of tear up their microphone a little bit, but yeah, that's just me. Number 11, would you ever consider meeting someone from GWA? Yeah, I would, really. I definitely would. Probably a lot of people from GWA, but I can't just name one performer. I would love to meet a lot of people from GWA in person, you know. Yeah, and number 12, if someone were to write a script just for you, what would it look like? Ooh, lots of F-dom, a little bit of mixtures of name calling for mistress or daddy. Yeah, pegging, Mainly my kind of favorite femdom is just being soft a little bit. Well, just a little bit firm, a little harsh, but gentle through and through. That's the kind of femdom I like to do. Yeah, so that's pretty much a script I would love, is some gentle femdom with just a little touch of a little bit of firmness. You know, just a little bit of taunting and teasing, but overall, it's very kind, very generous, and gentle femdom. I love that. I love tapping into the sweet side of femdom. I don't do it much, but it's my favorite. It is. And 13, other than GWA, what is your favorite Not Safe for Work subreddit? I like O-Faces. Oh, God. There's a lot of good GIFs there. GIFs? GIFs? I don't know. what else? Dirty... Wait, I got a list of subreddits right here that I'm subscribed to. I like Femboys. I like... GWA Backstage, of course. Gone Wild Crossdress. Gone Wild Plus. Oh, I got a lot of Not Safe for Work favorites. Dirty Writing Prompts. I like those too. Really, there's just too many I like, really. But mostly it's just very boring stuff. Just safe for work stuff, like, I like a lot of prog rock. I like a lot of makeup addiction, even though I don't wear makeup myself. I just like how people do their makeup. I'm just, they're just upvoting everything. Ooh, pretty, you know. And, yeah, that's just about it, and, yeah, I'll be willing to do the bonus, but I have to be very quiet about it, though, yeah, so, yeah, GM, I'll moan for you, okay, okay, hold on, let me get into the mood, okay, maybe add a little growling there. Yeah. You like that, don't you? Yeah. God, that was so weird. Okay. Enough moaning from me. Oh. My cat just came to see if I was okay. And he's outside meowing out my door. Oh God, I need to let that poor pussy in. Yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed the calmer, quieter side of Tark doing this questionnaire, and I hope you enjoy it. Did I already say that? Yes, I did. Still meowing at my door. Okay, well, I'll see you later, and I hope to post a little bit more, record a little bit more soon. So yeah, bye. And before I sign off, thank you GM_Delphi for this questionnaire. You the babe. Okay, bye.